Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Hanley Regional Library Director John Huddy. Welcome to the show, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, sir. Nice to hear from you again.
Let's start with some general information. Please promote the systems, branch locations, and the hours.
Well, we've got three branches, one at the Hanley Library downtown, one at the Bowman Library in Frederick County near Stephen City, and, of course, the Clark County Library downtown Berryville. They are all open now Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5. So they're all open and ready for you to join in.
Well, it's been about 6 months since you've last appeared on the program. How's the library system been doing as far as growth and number of users?
Great. Things are moving up. I know you were talking about the summer reading program last year, and our summer reading program was actually up 20% from this time last year. And our adult summer reading program, which is a fun thing we do every year, is actually, so far, has already met the number that we had last year. So things are looking up.
Those summer reading programs, of course, the kids' ones, that helps the summer slide, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Indeed it does. There's been actual tests using math and things that confuse me that prove the fact that if kids practice their reading over the summer, not practice in a boring one, but entertain themselves with a book, they actually retain their reading abilities from one year to the next. So when they come back in the summer, you know, when the summer's over, it doesn't take them a while to get back up to speed.
There's still time to take part in the summer reading programs, right? You've got the finale still several weeks out.
Yes, our finale is on August 10th. It's going to be at the Bowman Library, and it's going to be fun for all ages of kids. And we've got a lot of grand prizes to give out. We've got Target as a sponsor. It's got a couple different prizes for us. We've got sponsorships from all over the city. So there's more prizes than our stars in the sky. So, yeah, you want to join in the fun. You can sign up at any library or online and track your progress, get a free book and other freebies. So, yeah, definitely sign up as soon as possible. And there's a bunch of fun events going on. We've got all sorts of stuff. We've got this, that, and the other. We've got big drums, people coming in to put a show on. So our new low tagline is connect, entertain, inform. And the entertain business is something that we do. We do provide entertainment, and we provide learning. So our learning, or the entertainment that we provide, actually is in a learning environment. So you're having a good time, and you learn something. So come on down.
Well, you mentioned that new tagline, also the new website. How has that been received?
Well, it's really, people really like it. It's clear, it's colorful, it's easy to find things. When you called me, I had to go find all the things I was going to talk about on it, so it took me less time than it would have normally. I mean, we like the new coloration, the van. We worked with Signet to redo our van, so the van's got a new wrap on it, it's bright colors, and it tells everybody all about us.
Well, the 40th anniversary of the Stuart Bell Jr. Archives has been celebrated. Are the archives a jewel?
Yes, they are. The archives are like the collective brain of the city. It's got all the information of things that have happened over the last several hundred years in this area. And the archivist has been there since nearly day one. We are very excited to have it. We've been working with the local trustees that we work with to improve things and to digitize things and get them online and make a lot of improvements in the archives. Because, again, it is a collective memory of the city in the northern Shenandoah Valley.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with Hanley Regional Library Director John Huddy. Now, books are, of course, a major part of the library system. Tell us about Novelist.
So Novelist is a tool that helps you find books that you like. So in other words, let's say you read, let's come up with a book, Grapes of Wrath. You could go in and say, I love Grapes of Wrath, and I like this kind of materials, and it'll suggest other titles that are in our collection for you to check out. And very soon, it'll be integrated into our catalog. It's not done yet, but it'll say, okay, you like this book. By the way, these are the other books we have in our collection, and you can find these by clicking on them. So it's a great tool. I've been using it for years. We had it. The state is providing it now. Thank you to the state for providing this tool. Because when somebody would come in and say, well, the last book I read was Jennifer Weiner's Mrs. Everything, and I never read that book. And, you know, as me, I'm like, But I could go in and say, okay, based on that, by liking that book, you like the following other titles. And it really helped me work with our customers to find other materials they'd be interested in. So it's a great resource, and we're super happy to have it on board.
You're constantly adding new tools to help out, aren't you?
Yes, now we've got a lot of fun electronic tools. We've got Hotspots, which we started the program, and actually we're looking at expanding it. where you can get Wi-Fi access at home. It's been a great success. That actually, that item, those hotspots circulate more than anything else that we've got. We've also got something called PlayAway Launch Pads, which are fun learning tools for kids to take home. And they're basically the size of an iPad or something like that. And you can take them home and you could, you know, the kids, again, think they're playing, but they're not. They're actually learning, and they're learning tools. There's language things. There's all sorts of stuff on there. There's math and science, critical thinking, creativity, learning packs about animals, princesses, you know, you name it. So you can get them for a week at a time, and they're at all branches, and they're very, very popular. So come in and check them out. They're cool looking, for that matter. And, of course, and we think last time we talked, we started having video games, and they're now available at all of our libraries. And video games allow families to play together and have a good time. Again, we're here to entertain. But also, it teaches critical thinking. So you've got a problem in front of, there's a monster there, you can't get by it. How do I get to, if I use this, use that, got to go around, it's spatial reasoning. And it's been proven that it is a useful tool to help develop brains. And again, though, it is entertainment. And it brings people in who might not come into the library for other reasons. And while they're there, we discovered that people will come in and get a book as well. So it leads to reading.
The video games also teach patience. I would assume they're popular and may not be available when you come in.
They're not. They do circulate pretty well. They're the second highest. Actually, I think it's Blu-rays and then video games. The Blu-rays are very popular. Are our second or third highest circulating item that we have in our collection after the hotspots and the launch pad. So, yeah, they're very, very popular. But, you know, you put them on hold and you can get them out and get one at a time. You keep it for 3 weeks, play through the whole thing. We've got Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Wii at all our branches. Reserve them online and pick them up.
The audiobooks and ebooks and e-magazines, those are plentiful as well.
Yes, and they're actually one of the highest growing areas of our collection, ebooks and e-audiobooks and all of that. I personally like them because I get an e-audiobook on my phone, and then my Bluetooth picks it up so I can go from car to car and not have to fumble with discs and all that sort of thing. But that actually, we've seen immense growth in the last couple of years. Currently, we're, I think, up about 15% from last year. So it's been moving right along because as people discover the tools, it's become more and more popular. It's still a small percentage of our whole overall checkout, but it's still impressive.
You also got the Mango Learning and a lot more.
Yes, Mango Learning is a great tool to learn a foreign language. You're going to go to Germany this summer and you want to learn something. Wo ist der Toilette, which of course is very important. While you're in Germany, you can learn all sorts of German from, you know, business German to just tourist German to learn where the restrooms are and, you know, how much this costs and that sort of thing. So you can learn all sorts of languages. And if you know people who do not speak English, it's a great way for them to learn English from their home language. It actually does it in reverse.
I'm Robert Allen talking with Hamley Regional Library Director John Huddy. Well, the system is part of the One Book, One Community program, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor's My Beloved World was just revealed as the selection for the 17th edition of the Shared Reading Program. How successful has One Book been over the years?
Always been very successful. It's very popular. It's a collaborative effort between various entities in the city, Lord Fairfax, school systems and more, and the library. So we are very excited with this choice this year. It should be an interesting read. It's contemporary. She's still on, of course, the Supreme Court. And, you know, it's something we feel that people would like to read and discuss.
Well, let's discuss volunteer opportunities. What does the Hamley Regional Library system have?
Well, we're always looking for people, especially younger people, to help with our programming and that sort of thing. So if you're interested, especially if you're in high school, with helping the library out and with the kids' programs and that sort of thing, please contact your local library, whichever one is closest to you, and speak to the staff and youth services department. We're also looking for people to help with, well, the archives is always looking for people, and we're looking for people, if they've got, anybody's got marketing experience, we're looking for that as well. Just get in contact with us, and we'll work with you.
How can folks stay up to date with all the Hamley Regional Library events, offerings, and more?
Well, our brand new website, of course, is an easy way to do that. Our Facebook page is a great way to do that. And, of course, we do send a newsletter out if you have a library card. By the way, we got new library cards. You can come in and get our new logo and a new look to it. It's a blue-green looking thing, and it's pretty cool looking. So rebranding is getting near completion. And very soon we're going to have a very cool thing where you're going to be able to print from home and send it to the library and pick it up. That should be ready in the next month or so. So look forward to that. But look, those things, basically our website and Facebook are some of the best ways to learn what we're doing.
Well, and I guess if you've got a library card as old as mine, it's probably a good time to come get one anyway.
Well, you can keep it, the old school ones. People take pride in them. Some of them have them.
Yeah, collector's item, right? Just looking at your calendar on that website, there's so much going on all the time. And is summer a busier time?
Because of the summer reading program, it's busier. It really brings the kids in, especially when it gets hot and the parents are looking for somewhere to take the kids. And again, parents know the value of a library and the value of the programming, so it gets super busy.
That's right. An air-conditioned, great place to spend a summer day.
Yes, sir. Oh, and we've got two movies coming up. We've got After Hours movies at the library, Silence of the Lambs, and then the perennial favorite is going to be Stand By Me, which you guys can all remember from back in the day. It'll be fun things. There'll be food available and for purchase, and a good time will be had by all. But check our webpage out to learn more about the times and places and all that.
Hanley Regional Library Director John Huddy, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.